So as I look at the time up on the wall, we are going to move rather rapidly through this first sermon in this series. There's a brand new series starting today, and it's Living Dangerously in a World with Leadership Deficit. It goes well with the coming events of this fall as we elect a president of the United States of America. So it has been something that's been on my mind and on my heart, and I have had incredible numbers of questions about the elections, especially the presidential election in the fall. And while I'm not one to tell you who to vote for, I will tell you that we have a responsibility to be citizens of this nation, and it's a good thing to exercise your right, and is it a responsibility to vote? But we also need to be informed voters. And so I will do my best from the book of Judges to illustrate what it looks like when you don't have good leaders, and how it is that God's people are supposed to respond. So with that in mind, let's go ahead and open up to the book of Judges. I will tell you that in the first chapter of the book of Judges, it is basically an overview of the different tribes of Israel, where they were supposed to have their inheritance in the land, and there's this constant theme. There's only three or four tribes that actually go in and do what God tells them to do, to drive out the inhabitants of the land, who were godless pagans who worshipped idols, and to drive them out and their idols. The rest of the tribes, this repeated refrain keeps coming up, that they did not drive out the inhabitants, and that they ended up worshipping their idols. And so this is the backdrop that comes in chapter 1, and really chapter 1 and 2 give us a wonderful introduction to the book. And then chapter 2 is the story of Joshua's death, and then the subsequent generation that arises. And so we'll pick up in verse 6 of Judges 2. I'm sorry, if you have Judges, open up to Judges, and this is chapter 2. I'll begin in verse 6, and this is the word of the Lord. When Joshua dismissed the people of Israel went each to his inheritance to take possession of the land. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders who outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work that the Lord had done for Israel. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years, and they buried him within the boundaries of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of the mountain of Gaash. And all of the generation also were gathered to their fathers. And there arose another generation after them who did not know the Lord or the work the Lord had done for Israel. And the people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord and served the Baals. And they abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. They went after other gods from among the gods of the peoples who were around them, and they bowed down to them, and they provoked the Lord to anger. They abandoned the Lord and served the Baals and the Ashtoreth. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he gave them over to plunderers who plundered them, and he sold them into the hand of the surrounding enemies so they could no longer withstand their enemies. And whenever they marched out, the hand of the Lord was against them for harm, and as the Lord had warned, and as the Lord had sworn to them, and they were in terrible distress. Then the Lord raised up judges who saved them out of the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they did not listen to their judges, for they whored after other gods and bowed down to them. They soon turned aside from the way in which their fathers had walked, who had obeyed the commandments of the Lord, and they did not do so. And whenever the Lord raised up judges for them, the Lord was with the judge, and he saved them from the hand of their enemies all the days of that judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groanings because of those who had afflicted and oppressed them. But whenever the judge died, they turned back and were more corrupt than their fathers, going after other gods, serving them and bowing down to them. They did not drop any of their practices or their stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Let's pray together. Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, we pray that in this brief time that we have, as we look into your word, you would give us wisdom, that you would show us what it is that you would have us learn, that you would point our hearts towards you, and that you would give us all the necessary insight and faithfulness that we would live in a way that pleases you. Father, we ask that you would work through the power of your Spirit in conjunction with this word to change us, that we would leave here differently than when we came, that we would be made even more and more into the likeness of Christ. For we ask these things in his precious name. Amen.